The peace of the Lord be unto you all. You may be seated. Let us pray. Yewrade ni Nyankopon. Ora Yesu. Wa tumi ni ahode nyina firi wo nchan. Eya wadom. Ana wama ene yeda so ti ase. Ano pe ye ba beti wasem. Ni ti Yewrade mesra wo se. Wasem ya eba wo man nchan. Shirasem no so. Ma ahode mra asem no mu. Na emi sisi oma ema o senior wa hwehwe se esese oma o te wa sem na oba won bra Mr. Awurade masemimra senior wan kasa opɛ wakoa family speaker family kasamu na family so e kasa kire oma yi ewo Yesu Kristo di mu amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all principalities, all powers, all rulers of darkness, all evil spirits, as the word of God is coming. And I command you to be silent and never be able to act. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, our team says, understanding God's purpose. Understanding God's purpose. Sir, Ubenya Onyankupon nebo tie no ho and tiasye. And as I say Ubeti Onyankupon nebo tie asse. Dearly beloved in the Lord, there is always a purpose for everything that we do in life. Bibia ye wo. It can be a good purpose or it can be a bad purpose. Bet me aba say botai na wodi yesade no na botai papa ana say botai a enye papa. In the same way, God created humanity for a purpose. Onyankopon ewo bibi nti ana odebo enipa eti. Me pese me poso na me bisa wo se eti wuji di se e de enti no nyame bo wo. Why do you think God created you? Why do you think God created you? Mo e de enti no nyame bo mo. Ehu ani mo chi Adi enti no nyame wo bo mo. Very good. Yo. Onyankopon obo yen se. Be me hwe na body eso. Hallelujah. Eti abode ne ye hwe so na ye hwe so. People of God. God created us. He said, "Let us create man in our own image and let him have dominion over all the things that we have created." Onyankopon bo ne ma nyina na bo nipa o se mama ye mo nipa ti se ye nse so na onipa no o me di ene ma nyina so. So God created you as the manager of all that he has created, and so you are a steward of all that God created. Hallelujah. And the next reason why God created you is that you should glorify God. Onyame oboyen bi o se ye be se onu onyame animu onyam. In the Bible say enipa nyina ye boni ana onyame animu onyam eboyen. It is awoye boni a na botan na onyame bo o se be dan animu onyam adi no na ayira. In everything that you do, do it to glorify God. Bibia wo ye bia no ye ma enhye onyame animonyam. Hallelujah. Eti se wo didi a ese wo didi ma ya den e se onyame anu onyam o dress a ese o dress me se onyame anu onyam wo be sa wa so dem ha asana wo sa no ese se e se onyame anu onyam bibia wo ye bia ese se e se onyame anu onyam. Hallelujah. Na minimo say yes asabi o hanko for be sawa ha no me de kasa ma chere obi eyampa well na minim ba ese osofo obi na osofo no owo ho no asorfo no mpenasem kra e ka omko anaka yeye osofo na free ho. And on Yambo, I know one day later by a year, you saw for no. Now that day, now, sir, sorry for the sign. Now to somebody cast a mile then, actually, that's off one. Hallelujah. On Yamil can't, we say, be a year, be an on Yamil say, yen ye. Now, yen fa, and show or no, on Yamil Munyam. Oba saw them ha, be a way, be a, make sure. That whatever you are doing is glorifying God, not glorifying man or glorifying yourself. Afei, onyame pese, we should have personal relationship with Him. It is already the Old Testament time now. That's it. During the daytime, God will come. And you say, Adam, where are you? Adam say, here I am, Lord. Now, I send you a person to catch you. No, no, I catch you. In the same way, when you meet a boy and say, you're not a personal relationship. You're not a dinkomo. Adam, the Bible say, it got to a time when God went there and said, Adam, as usual, send it be our tabano. Adam, Adam, where are you? I say, I'm naked. Beside your personal location, and then you are also talking about your state of dress. And that means that personally, no, I'm confused. So, nipa wo ye bone a, then you always get confused. Hallelujah. When you have this personal relationship with God, when your days on this earth come to an end, then God will give your spirit a place where you are going to dwell forever and ever. Amen. But if you don't have that personal relationship with God, and you do things the way you want, you do things as the world does their things, then God has prepared a place. People who don't obey God, who don't do things to glorify God, who don't have personal relationship with God, they become trash in the eyes of God. When you come, baby, I will throw the trash in you. You fry all hell. Hallelujah. And so God has created us. We are supposed to understand and see why God created us. And we have come to know, say, number one, He created us as custodians of everything that He has created. Again, He created us that we should glorify Him in everything that we do. And the third point is that we are supposed to have personal relationship with Him. And when our days on this earth come to an end, then He will give us a permanent place to live. Hallelujah. This is the purpose of God for us. And we are supposed to understand that. So, when God created us, God wanted to regulate the relationship that existed between man and God. And so one day He called Moses and said, Moses, come to me on the mountain. And Moses called mountain also. Okosheho, for 40 days and 40 nights. Israel for the and so they did whatever they wanted to do. They turned from anything that glorify God to whatever on person. And so whilst they were waiting, Moses came. And when Moses came, he had a tablet. And on this tablet were written the 10 commandments. According to scriptures, when Moses went there, God designed that tablet, and with fire, he wrote the 10 commandments on the tablet. So the 10 commandments, they are there to regulate, to make sure that everything that human beings are doing is glorifying God. And brand same do know unyame de man ya no pay ya kinka ya first Bible reading no unyame hyehye ye se be ya enam so na be bia nipa be ye bia no e be hye onu nyame animonyam. Hallelujah. It is for the 10 commandments, no, God said, you shall have no other gods before me. Number 2, you shall make no idols. Number 3, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Number 4, keep the Sabbath day holy. Number 5, honor your father and mother so that your days will be prolonged and you will prosper. Number 6, you shall not murder. 7, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And the last one, you shall not covet. People of God, all these 10 commandments, yemu ahene yetime adini nyina so. Anyway, according to Paul said, as far as the law is concerned, I am blameless. Which means that Paul was able to obey all these commandments. But yeah, you are here, and one of these 10 commandments, so God gave these commandments to guide our behavior so that whatever we do will glorify Him. And then these 10 commandments, they were also given to demonstrate the holiness and the expectations of God from humanity. Onyame de sam ransem ima nipa se be be hu onu nyame ne kronkron ye ene ne ohwehwe se enipa ye betimi aye. But enipa ntimi ani so. And so God, who loves us and still wanted us to be why He created us, brought Jesus Christ, our Lord, into this world, that He should suffer on the cross. He should shed His blood on the cross, that we shall have redemption from all. Eti ong se, sa wo shia sem na, o nyame shishe mra we nyina ma nipa. Sabe ebe guide nipa ne nipa betimi de onbe bia be hye onyame anim onyam but onipa ni so still no onyame done ma eto ode Jesus Christ ba ye se onfa ni moja o me hye ni moja ni ngu because Bible says where there's no shedding of blood there is no forgiveness of sin. Till Jesus came to shed His blood that all our sins which has caused us to lose the glory of God will be retained or will be regained. Now, okay, can second Bible reading. Now, I was so sad. Then am I sad? Or say, the okay in the second reading, okay, in the tree. Or say, now, I said, you know who I said, no. I'm going to Emma wanwa omo yira no. Sometimes ukwa gina baby na wo kanya me asem wo ka senua no asem a chire nipa na sa asem no e nkwasi asem ma binum but many years wo ka ye say nam so those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Hallelujah. So he brought salvation to us through Jesus Christ. And so God, through Jesus Christ, wanted to reconcile humanity to himself. And so we become ambassadors of the message of the cross. Now, yes, I'm a kind third Bible reading in Ubio. Also, I heard that whilst Jesus was here on earth, one day he decided to go to the temple. Now, when he went to the temple, what did he see? He saw, the temple of God has been turned into a commercial center. Elipa ton niama wa saw them ho. Ebinu mu ton nyan, bi ton ponche, bi ton whatever they want to sell. Abroluma bibia mu ton ewo ho. Na de na eya ne se. Aponche ya ton wo krom 100 cedis no. Ya ton wa saw them ho 500 cedis. If you say no there wa saw them onyame ehira so. Hallelujah. One day, that particular oil there, if it is dry, now what in the sanctity power, but who say it powerful? Baby, I will be out. Wherever you are sick, just apply a small amount of that oil and you are healed. And also for the catcher, meaning you are about to say that particular oil, no, a son say, yeah, anointed and powerful, you know, or tongue oil, no, amano, $500 small bottle, no, $500 to be do what I'm ah, sister. Mammy, here, why you're now also for the sort of man, William, me here, say, yeah, Abba oil. Abba oil, I will go internet, $24. And I all told my men about 500. Let me say, ah? What's that? 500. Then I'm going to Google and I'm going to tell about it. I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you. Hallelujah. Me say, yes, but to say, he told him I saw them. And he didn't like it. And he turned their tables upside down. We'll be warning you about it. No, can I say, my house, my father's house, should be a house of what? Prayer. Say, I saw them here. I saw them here, baby. I saw them here. I saw them here. This is not supposed to be a place where we sell a niyama. Hallelujah. We come here to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When we come to church, the main focus is to seek the kingdom of God. Onyame ahinie no a eba no. Ana wo pa bi sa wo ho se, me ku asori se beye a me nsu benya chefa e wo onyame ahinie no. But we are not supposed to sell stuff e wo onyame fie. But then there are so many churches when you go there, people are selling things. Yansel oil amawa. Yabo sell nkutu amawa. Yansel nkutu amawa. Yabo ton Yesu moja amawa. Yan ton Yesu moja amawa. Yabo ton stick amawa. For your protection. Na de me ya ne say. Me ma sorry ma place before me. Musumu koto ni me ni bi. Uma nkofo koto bi bremu. Unum de tia meka sa. One day, Master Beya Baku, something happened. I'm saying, oh, my ride. afi de mekotra ne kan ni mu a bottle bi sim na TB Joshua a picture bo ho am say oh masore ba a kase masore ba na timi amanaji ame a ship TB Joshua nsuo free Nigeria de abre no ema esinikam e dem so jama oba na me kanya me asem na wi a odu kan ni mu a na wo hwe kakra yesod. Hallelujah. People of God, the basis for the nipa, and so we should glorify him. We should have personal relationship with him. And we should be caretakers of our creator. All other things are attending yamsam upside down. Sometimes when you pray, we can't. Allow me to enjoy myself. But it doesn't glorify God. I've always been talking about some more fancy way, Nana Kwame. But I have been telling my Nana Kwame every day. Me can Nana Kwame as a man, me ana me ora. Me offer se pa me ni ababa. Na Kwame enye sika odne ho akon wa abrofu bi. Ena adwuma a oyɛ ne sɛ ɔno na anadwo ɔkɔ disco hall ne sɛ ɔno ɔno juvenile crowd no. Ti Kwame be gina sisi a na abrofu no wo dai club hall. Na sɛ ɔna sɛ yoy, ɔmo sɛ yoy, ɔna sɛ sɛ ɔmo sɛ sɛ. Na Kwame ba me fi a sika hyehyɛ ne ho. Me too no fo, Kwame me so. For whom I ratty? Nah, she say, yeah, what do you mean? You might cry when you cry when you. What my dear animal and imbra form? Na Kwame never be a BB. Now said that she be BCA. Kwame say, ah. Femina me offer see, cause I'm not in Sabon go to you. No, in Sabon go to you. Teja, or say, oh, offer Matty, they're walking in our Matty. Now me quack with Yanni Quine. Any outside that come, say, offer, Mr. Yes. Or say, oh, because I know who's an amateur in Sabom could be. What's up now, Kenning? I'm a young Mitrimo. Medigo Mikotogem, me drop one thing, I'm a trickle to Jenum say, pa, and then in a off. Like I said, I'm a seminar, make a channel to him, no. Trash. Young baby, so to say, Umbahana will cast seminar. Omo nje asem no na aye ye nka onyankopon se ene ya bom paye eti asem a ye bayi onyambe ba asem no agu asase pa mu o makoma mu na wo namo a na Holy Spirit e bo don pain e wo trim. When you have a personal relationship with God, se uni obi wo personal relationship a obe hu se ebre bia na oni nipa na ikasa obi a woni onyame wa yankofa no eh otinika mu na odra bo kwa krabon se oni awrade kasa okodru adwuma parking lot krabon se still oni awrade kasa opon adwuma na oba still bo hu se oni awrade kasa oh awrade me da was se mama me kwanya ye o na de odi me ko mi ni se odi me ko ba hwe so ma kwa ye adwuma yi na odi wo ko odru parking lot wa e awrade cars bebre ya mitwa ahun odwuma bedru hasum je mpa papa me da was se o mi wru adwuma mu ya aka sha wo samhwe me so e no akọ o ye adwuma na bibi si awu rade me da wase see continuously sai nipa no he talks to the Lord all the time. But why you don't have that personal relationship with the Lord, you see that you don't even talk at all. Talking to God is praying. So woni nya me kasa no empa bo na obi a woni nya me nkasa no. And I home on pie no, a chess winning a main cassa. Winning a main cassa, a chess winning a miaca, an amuwa. Your castle will be no being cassa, as the stern is saying. A two mom pie winning a miaca. Now maybe so, heaven time was one. Oh, now maybe I'm a woman and I can't answer one room, me, mom. And a pay about bomb pie. And I had our own so about bomb pie. So, one day Jesus is coming again. And when he comes, He is going to visit the church with his righteous anger. And Chebia, now the second coming of Christ is coming. Na Yesuba, or say na temu na best atia free he. Na sorry fear with the righteous anger. Minimu say yahade oba onyo biya monema. Ana ibi mo ha obenyo abo mama. Ebi yahade yanton fear waha. Na so abrabo biya obo no. It does not glorify God. It is my prayer that all children of God will know, will understand God's purpose for creating them. Especially the fact that they are supposed to glorify God in everything that they do. Celebaya abrabo bia enipa wobono. You glorify God. Also, by driving those people out of the temple, no, Jesus Christ was trying to restore sanctity of worship. I told them, yeah, saw them one. The way we worship, and I said, sometimes certain things that we do shows, he said, we don't have any reverence for God. We do certain things. Aka last Sunday, small boy binua or two new my yin eye who juriano. No be ashish $1 and call best spread the good send any we are for any. How can you do this in church? Na ye and can you go send me gina ha? When Bako starts his whole move up, let me mind the sign say. And pass what they sign to any view. We cannot import things from the world into the church. No. So, you should know, say, you are in the presence of God. You have to come and learn. And then maybe, what are you doing? And so, for us to understand the purpose of God in our lives, and to live our lives accordingly, no. Number one, we are to accept that God has a divine plan for us. And that can be found in Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plan, our plan, emenipa. And so nothing takes God by surprise. Oh, I dear where they are shokunyami. I dear where they are funyamimu bibi ni hosa. Because God knows the beginning from the end. And we are also to seek God's guidance in everything that we do. We have to seek God's guidance through prayer. Those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Therefore, Lord Holy Spirit, as I move out of this house, Father, direct me. Me kasemu, me nantiemu, bibia meye, obika sem chremia, ansam ribemano, bibia, Spirit of the living God, take absolute control and move me throughout the day. And Pastor Odoko Bansua, I'm a danase. Thanking the Lord seals the whole deal. Hallelujah. And then every human being, you are to know your purpose in life. When you know your purpose in life, you know your calling. Then you do and do it well. And yet the type are. Se bibu ha onu no nimu ye pa aso oni ho a na to sin a that day no a mo ye program kese pa dan no baka se enemi ma para fo sofo obi ka kire mo se o te onu ana sori na o te na sori da o be sise program kese pa no dan no instrumentalist no so mo ma sori it in a program ring na yede ehwiegu. It was all for the disciples, and I tell you, any old man on one back with your dressable. No one back with your guitar. No one so for an uncle, she or guy. It's or any family, no. And I feel the only instrumentalist. It's a program here, but I'm watching a man with the AI deal, and they do it perfectly. Your bonfire near the radius. Say, yeah, hey, dear. When you're me, I'm doing it. Say, yes, you're instrumentally, sir. I'm going to do my name without compulsion. When you're me, I'm going to do it. Say, singing my voice, I'm going to do it. Quiet, someone to sing it, but to sing it, but to have a fresh word about it. When you're me, I'm going to still do it. Go forward. Hallelujah. You should know the purpose. You should know the purpose. Why God has called you. And what God has called you to do. And what you are doing, you do and do it well. But to bring this message to an end, I never come and say, be careful. And he said, God's purpose for humanity sometimes involves challenges. Sometimes it involves trials. It involves tests. And sometimes suffering. And that is why the Bible says, those who shall be able to endure to the end shall be saved. I don't know more. Onyame, nebota, ya wode me nipa, na ope so shire nipa, anawode onipe ye bibia. Sometimes, you know, ya na ohao kahu, ya na manie kahu. Ebi no magie yom, sese, upe Christo mi dia, bibia ye free, bibia ye successful. Sese, ane te dia, anko nyame nkase, one hour bet me a jina akosia weyeno. Omo and our bedjiwom. Hallelujah. So today I'm here to tell you that God created you for a purpose. So know your purpose and do it to glorify God. And also communicate with God in everything that you do. I feel summary when you ask about change. The person one cast out bomb pie. Now, catch a radi, say radi, what's the matter about me? Don't me. Let me tell you first, seminal, and yet a juma bonpire. Pray and ask God. Tell God that God, you have spoken to us through your servant. Please, let this message that has come to us fall into a very good soil into my heart. One cast a near radi, cassa. A near radi, cassa. Send your person at seven, and yet juma mon. A near radi, and cassa. A near radi, cassa. Neji to me, send your woke be so radi, ebetie. Radibetie na amana aye ejuma. Yo, as for Radi, tie yempa boy, na ma yensu frere enru wanim. Amen.